Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Junk Time AFL Podcast for Round 8, 2021. We are coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios and Rod Carter Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain, and joining me is a man who gave Port Adelaide permission to wear the prison bar jumpers in the post-match on Saturday night. It's Adam Rosenbarks.
G'day, Michael, and hello, Junk Timers. Yes, a little bit of disappointment now. Obviously, the showdown, it's the biggest game of the year in South Australia, and Port Adelaide were very unhappy that the AFL did not let them wear their traditional Port Adelaide Magpies jumper during the game.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to hear about it more. I want to hear about it every week. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear more coverage about Koshy feuding with a man who was formerly a president, but he's no longer a president. Yeah,
some unemployed bum. he keeps wanting to fight with. So they didn't get to wear it, and then they said to me, "Hey, do you reckon it'd be okay if we popped them on after the game?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I reckon that's a great idea, you know, because it's just you and the boys. You can imagine that you went out there, you smashed your cross-town rivals in Adelaide, pop them on, it'll be fine, just keep it in-house. There's fucking cameras in the change rooms. When the hell? I said to the players, like, this is just for personal use. You're not going to put this out on any socials. And they're like, "Nah, Rosie, mate, no, trust us. It's staying on our phones, mate. We'll probably delete them. It's just for us. It's not even. We're just going to wear it to sing the song in, then we'll take them off, and that'll be the end of it.
We don't even want to wear them. Like, the club's making us wear them.
Yeah, no, it was against everything that the players had just won in their Port Adelaide jumper. They didn't want to celebrate in some fucking cheap marketing ploy. That's not what footballers play footy for, Michael.
Mate,
don't do it for the money.
You never take off the teal. That's a rule. You get told when you get to Port, you never take off the teal.
It's a teal, white and grey and black V. That's what you play for as a young boy when you're growing up. That's what you think about. And they fucking stitched me up. Absolutely and utterly. And I knew that if that got out, that Eddie Maguire fella, he was going to kick off. And boy, you know what is great is an Eddie Maguire, a cornered Eddie Maguire. An Eddie Maguire who thinks that he's been made a fool of, because you know what? He's just really measured in his response.
You know what I like about Eddie? He has a sense of humour about himself. That's what I admire. When people make jokes about Eddie Maguire, he takes it on chin and he doesn't come back with a very impersonal insult at all.
You know what? It's hard to make jokes about him because he's already made them all. He's the first to kick off. He's like, "Oh, I'm a buffoon. Oh, Eddie everywhere. Don't worry, fellas. I've already done it." You know, and then he'll come back at you with, Baldy, big nose on the night.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe
yeah.
You're from the land of the falafel. Who knows what he's got in his little kit bag, but he is fucking armed.
He is like that, though, isn't he? Like, he comes back, like, people might be a bit like, "Oh, you get red in the face when you get, you know, tense." Yeah. And he'll come back and be like, "Yeah, well, your dad walked out on you when you're three." It's like, whoa. What?
Yeah, and you're like, "I never told you that." Like, he's sitting there with a dossier at home.
He's done IPO research.
So he's come back at Koshy, because last week, remember, so it kicked off last week when Eddie on the Good Footy Classified, the Wednesday night one that covers all the shit that wasn't covered on Monday by the 15 shows that are on.
Yeah, sure. All of Tuesday's news. You need if you need Tuesday's news now, you watch Footy Classified on a Wednesday.
Well, because you don't know what's happened to training, you know. Someone might have got a lot of possessions. Something might have happened in the change rooms. You don't know what goes on down there. Maybe teams, you know, had a day off. You need to know which teams had a day off, who went in for scans on the Tuesday. It's an important day. And as we've seen, we didn't think we needed Wednesday news, but now Footy Classified has opened up a market that I want a Tuesday night show.
Are you talking Footy Classified 7 nights a week, maybe?
I can't see why it shouldn't be. Well, probably not seven, maybe 14 times a week, like a morning footy classified.
Okay, good idea. Yeah, okay.
In case shit's happened overnight.
Yep.
And then they do it 7:30, footy classified. You get up, it's on Gem because today's on, you know, Channel 9. Mm-hmm. And then you watch that, and then from 8:30 until, say, 9:30, 10:30, 10:50, 10:54, 9:61, you know, all the different times that they put it on that you can never fucking find it. So you go, oh, I think I might settle in for a little footy classified tonight. Oh, I've just got to wait up another 4 hours.
That's a really good point. Like, I usually watch it on Twitter, like watch clips of it on Twitter.
Yeah.
By the fact that I kind of keep on forgetting that it's on. By the fact it's on a different time slot every night.
Well, I have it on my Foxtel IQ, and usually you've got to scroll through half a film before you get to footy classified.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It's fucking deep into the night.
Yep, gotcha. Wow,
we
really
last
took
week,
a left turn into footy classified there.
So last week, obviously, Eddie went Koshy. Koshy said Eddie was like Trump.
Yep.
And Eddie... really showed that he's not at all like Trump by doubling down on a man's appearance.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I think he said he had a big nose. Would that be right?
He said he's sticking his big honker in everywhere. Hopefully he doesn't get it broken.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Wow. Petty Eddie, I would say. Does that rhyme? Is that, that's a headline enough, kind of, Petty Eddie?
Petty Eddie. Mm. No, I don't mind it, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's ring the Herald Sun.
But, he is that kind of guy. He'll, like, come back with something that does not mean anything.
But also, not your club anymore, mate.
Yeah, yeah. You're a civilian. You're a game show host, mate. Like, chill out.
You're a game show host. You know what? You were standing there. I think he was there with Dermy, maybe, on the Fox. You're on the MCG as a guest of the AFL, mate. You have no right. And, you know, like the way he does it, he goes, oh, the AFL's going to get involved here. They have to get involved. AFL better get. It's like, mate, they fucking haven't done anything. Don't worry about it.
Mate, they're glad you're gone, okay? They're glad.
They really are.
They're glad.
You know, he's probably writing a letter like you did to Wayne Jackson. He would have texted Gil and gone, mate, you've got to fucking do something about this.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think about them? I actually don't have much of a problem with them wearing it in the post-match. Obviously, they weren't allowed to in the actual game.
Yeah.
But I actually thought it was kind of cool that they did that in the post-match.
Is it just purely for marketing purposes? Like, would they sell that? I mean, you don't really sell photos these days, do you? But would they then on-sell those jumpers as part of, like, the showdown win?
I reckon they probably would have, yeah. They'd sell the jumper itself, like...
Yeah, the ones that were worn during the game.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as an actual jumper as well. Like, you know, a five-year-old can go and buy one. Like, they sell them as merch.
Are they still available as merch to buy a prison bar jumper? Because isn't that the deal that... Like, the AFL only licensed them for a certain
amount
of time.
Maybe you're right, actually.
I'm just going to Google it. Prison bar jumper for sale.
You might be right, actually, because I think Kane Corn talked about that on Footy Classified. They had to kind of do it for just a period of time, not the whole time.
Yeah. They're not actually allowed to make marketing, you know, a coin out of it just because it's Collingwood. So it says here, this is on the Port Adelaide Football Club website. The last time I can see it available was... in the 150th anniversary year.
Okay, gotcha. Which means there's a market that if we want to get our sewing on, then we can maybe... We should announce now, Junk Time selling.
If you want your prison... If you want your Port Adelaide prison bar jumpers, jump on junktime.com.au.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of them around. And we need to be paid in Bitcoin too, by the way.
I'm a Dogecoin man. But I do appreciate it. We'll take any type of money. We'll take any type of crypto. We're happy.
Hey, mate. It's kicking off for Old Chamber this week. Oh, the Sydney Comedy Festival. Bam, ba, ba, da, 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 da. Thursday, Friday night at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. Going to be doing my show, Calm Down, 7 p.m. You can get tickets at the Sydney Comedy Festival website. Oh, mate. It's cooking with gas. Did gigs over the weekend. Oh, the standing ovations, mate. Amazing.
When you finished.
They were so happy I finished. They stood
and what I would want to say to any Sydney-siders out there is if you can still actually go out and see live shows, get out there because, you know, you just see how fragile shit can be with lockdowns and stuff. You know, you just take advantage of it while you can because, you know, it fucking... You got a man who's buying barbecues galore. fucking bringing your town down.
Basically, yeah, dude kind of went trying to find a barbecue. Have we actually had knowledge of like, actually,
he was looking to buy the chain. So he went to a couple of barbecues galore.
Wait, sorry.
Yes.
Like to buy the actual business.
Yeah, he works for some, I don't even know what kind of firm they are, but they do purchasing. And he was going to barbecue stores looking to buy, like, not just the barbecue.
Oh, really?
The store,
I had no idea.
The chain.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Because I always found it funny, sydneycomedyfest.com.au, by the way. I always found it funny, like, when you'd get an outbreak and they'd say, you know, this person went on a pub crawl. And it was always like they'd gone to, like, eight different places on one night. And everyone's like, oh, my God, you know, why they've been so active? And then now I think back, I'm like, oh, maybe they were, like, looking to buy eight pubs. Like, it wasn't that weird at all.
There you go. And a couple of strip clubs.
I had no idea that was the he was actually looking to buy barbecues galore.
We've all been there. You're out on a weekend, you think, fuck, I could go barbecue chain, you know? Do I just get into the market, you know? And he wanted to check. When they say barbecues galore, how many's galore?
Yeah, sure. Like how many does that count? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, some news down at Collingwood. Ned Guy. Gone.
I can't believe he's... Why? How? What has he done? Give me one thing in recent times that he's done appallingly bad that you can recall. You know who's behind this sacking, Michael?
Oh, no, not him.
Yeah, fucking... No, Trade Radio. They have cost... They whipped everyone into a frenzy... And they've unemployed a man who's got a family to feed. I hope you're happy, Trade Radio.
Well, actually kind of interesting. For a man who has quit, he's kind of taken his fair time about it. So he offered his resignation when it all fell to shit at Collingwood last year with the trades.
You know when I think he offered it? He just hung up. And they go, who are you talking to? He goes, Trade Radio, were you guys not listening? I was talking to Fox Footy. Were you guys not listening? I'm going to tender my resignation now. And they're like, no. It'll be fine. He goes, no, please take it. I've got the car running. I'm going to be out of here.
Yeah,
I've cleared my desk.
Yeah, people already are saying a few things about me halfway through that interview.
Yeah.
So he offered, when would that have been? Like November, December?
Around November 20, I reckon.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, very accurate. And so he said, I want to leave. And they said, no, hang around.
We'd love you to hang around.
And then he wanted to leave a bit ago again, and they went, no, hang around. And so now he finally left. So after handing in your resignation 6 months ago, he now gets to leave.
No, but he doesn't even go then. He's still around
for another
month,
another 3 weeks. Yeah,
he's there for the mid-season draft.
June 2 is when he goes. Like, when the fucking go, mate. Like, what's going on?
He can't even... Neddy, Guy-y, can you lengthen Guy? The Guymanator. Get the fuck out, mate. You've wanted to quit. You did a shit job. You got rid of Adam Treloar. You got rid of Stevenson. Fucking go.
You put the coach under the pump.
Yeah.
And there's a guy on Wednesday nights on Channel 9 who's not happy.
Well, you know what? It all started like... That was the House of Cards. He brought down the House of Cards that eventually... brought down Eddie Maguire and will cost Nathan Buckley his job. Like, I can't believe they've allowed Ned Guy to stick around that long.
He has a bit about the thing I find, though, with... What's the actual official job? Would it be list manager? No, there's only one list manager.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he's a list manager.
Yeah, official title. I find, actually, it's a bit like the Trump administration. Like... Mm. I find it better at a footy club if you don't know the names of the people who work behind the scenes. That means that they're doing their job and they're not making noise. So, like, with Trump, like, you know, you knew who the fucking district attorney in fucking Florida was, you know? Like, you knew all the names. So I find it better with the footy club. Know the coach, you know, coaches, whatever. But then the less you know about the people behind the scenes, the better it's run.
But interestingly, Matt Rendell came out during the week and absolutely fucking... Oh, it was beyond a clip. It was a fucking drive-by. He said that Ned Guy doesn't watch much footy. He's not even interested in it. Yeah. Really? And so Collingwood came out and said, we can't allow that to go unanswered.
Yep.
Unchecked, yeah. And they came out and they said he flew thousands of miles late last year. You know, when they were outside of Victoria, he left his family and he went to hundreds of games and they said that he watched a lot of footy.
Okay. Now, was Matt
now in that time, you reckon he could have practiced doing interviews?
Yeah, or doing
which probably would have helped him.
Additions on a calculator.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like, was Matt Rendell at Collingwood as a recruiter? I'm looking
interesting
here.
Question without notice. I know he was at Adelaide. He was the man who controversially took Patrick Dangerfield ahead of, I believe it was Brad Ebert.
Gotcha. He took a part-time task of coaching Collingwood's Ruckman. So he wasn't in recruitment at Collingwood.
Right. But he was down there.
Okay. So I reckon there's a bit of... I reckon there's some sour grapes going on there, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He wanted the gig. And obviously, Ned Guy never came out to watch ruck training.
No.
He's going, well, the bloke fucking hates watching footy.
He's like, look at this, Brody Grundy. Like, he's going to be a 7-year player, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to sign him. We're going to sign him. I mark my words. We're going to sign this bloke to a ridiculous contract that makes no point. Like Petrarca. Were you surprised Petrarca got 7?
No, I reckon because it's not at unreasonable money.
Yeah,
so it's not
going to
hurt
yeah.
them long term. So
yeah.
it's actually, like he could have commanded a shit ton more if he'd gone elsewhere. I think he was on like about, he's on about 8 or 850 or something over the next 7 years, which is for Christian Petrarca quite reasonable.
Yep.
If you think of what a superstar he is. Hey, Michael, we've got breaking news.
I think you'll find we're the best news breakers in the game.
You know what I love is that being a podcast, it's really good to be a newsbreaker because by the time this gets downloaded and listened to some 6 days later, you'll be like, what?
Yeah,
what
for sure.
That happened five days ago. Or if you're delving into our back catalogue, you're like, oh,
the archive.
Okay.
yeah.
Was that really breaking news at the time?
In a year's time, they'll be like, sheesh, no one told me.
Yeah, but this is read. Although, you know, some people do say that they get most of their football information, which is really fucking bad to hear. They get most of their football information from us. But for the first time ever, just as we're going to air, there is breaking news that Star Tigers Shai Bolton and Daniel Rioli were injured in a blue in a nightclub on the weekend.
Now, Adam, what did you do?
Mate, I don't like the way they go about it. I didn't think that was a chance for Mark of the Year, and I let fucking Shai Bolton know about it.
So Shai has broken his wrist. So I think he's going to be out for two or three weeks. And they said they were coming to the defence of Rioli's girlfriend, whoever that may be.
Yes, so someone has said something inappropriate, and I reckon, that's fair enough. I reckon if you're going to get into a fight, then that is reason enough to do it. But fucking hell, the club would be really dark. You just go, should you guys be out there? Why wasn't Dusty there? Couldn't Dimmer have been there? He could have met someone new. You never know.
Sure. And why aren't you taking the after-hour drug? So you're not violent. You know, you're happy and you're upbeat and you don't want to fight anyone, you know?
Oh, so you're thinking it's on them to double dropped a couple of caps.
I reckon, yeah. Before you go out, I think the AFL should encourage that. They say, hey, no booze.
Fuck.
Because people get narky on booze, obviously.
They do.
They say you should, you know, meet up with maybe one of Dusty's dad's mates. Why did you say that, Adam? And pick up a few things. Take before you go out. So you're at happy joy instead of, you know, getting angry and drunk.
All right. So further to that, just to make it so it's safe and stuff. Here we go. Gil McLaughlin. He gets himself a pill press, right? And that way, it's AFL approved.
That's the thing. They can put a logo on it. Like, you can sell it, you know. It's obviously AFL branding. You know, it's good.
You drop a little Sharon, even if it's in a cap, you have it like a footy-shaped cap. How good would that be? Pop a couple of Sharons in the mouth. Glug, glug. There you go. No one's punching on.
That's the thing, AFL. Okay, we've got another idea for you, okay?
Fucking hell, mate. This is brilliant.
We've had some amazing ideas for you over the journey, but if you could go into AFL House and there's Gil McLaughlin mixing chemicals in a lab to put into a pill press that's in his office, and then they distribute them, like two or three or four or five each week to players, that means they're not drinking, so they're not getting rowdy, they're not getting punchy,
They're not running away from booze buses.
That's the thing. You know, it's a horrible sight. I mean, you know, no one's ever run away from a MDMA bus.
They certainly haven't.
And they're distracted by the lights. And so you can hand them out to players each weekend and say, hey, take these. And we've got no more headlines like this disgraceful headline that Rioli and Bolton are in a fight on their nightclub.
Yeah, I think it's perfect. And the AFL has to sanction no training on Tuesdays because you don't want everyone Just out there, just like going, oh, what's the fucking point of footy, man? I can't handle it. Why are you crying?
Well, maybe that's fucked up then by the fact that maybe it's a bad idea now just by the fact that footy classified on Wednesday. We got all the news from Tuesday. So we can't get... There'll be no news on Tuesday. So we're in a conundrum now, actually.
Yeah, we're caught. But still, AFL approved caps. I think there's something in it. And, you know, they're talking about how they lost so much revenue due to the lockdown of last year. And, you know, it's still causing it happening this year. Mm-hmm. And they need new revenue streams coming in. If you had, if I was a young boy and I knew that my heroes were taking AFL-approved MDMA, what better way than under 16s? They come down, there's a player down at your clinic. He goes, here you go, fellas, this is how you do it. And bang, bang. And you go, I learnt from the best.
And you'd be more likely to go and buy them and search them out and stuff like that. And then also you can make extra money in Sydney, cost of living, so you add 10% to the price.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And also, if it's AFL approved, it doesn't mean that the Perth teams have to pay 15 times the price or start doing ADHD medication like everyone you fucking meet in Perth does. Tell you what, AFL, you want the money. We're fucking here to help.
We are. We are actually very much here to help. Hey, Baggers, mate, how you feeling?
Look, it was disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I hate? I hate... Don't be up. Don't be up by four goals.
It's like, the hope, the point isn't of being it? It's up? The hope.
It is. Yeah. See, the thing is, you say hope, but there was never any hope. Like, there was nothing sure. Like, the doggies bat deep, and we missed three shots at goal. We could have been six goals up or seven goals up.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't. They bat deep. They're always going to come. The way it happened was just fucking diabolical. They kicked eight straight, and it killed me. But that wasn't the thing that I took out of the game yesterday, Michael. Now, as you can imagine, I was a disappointed Carlton fan. That's okay. But I was tuning in to Channel 7's coverage of the game, and they had Jason Bennett as a part of the coverage.
Yep.
Now he, I don't know whether he was a late call-up or whether he's done regular games. I haven't heard a lot of him, but I know that he does the AFLW, and he's a fantastic caller.
Yeah, I think I've heard him mainly on AFLW, yeah.
Yeah. I would like to just some advice to Jason Bennett. If you're going to fucking continue, like, Channel 7 will burn your contract in an instant. I didn't hear from him. He didn't say the word bonds at any stage during the game.
No way.
Aaron Norton took a couple of really good contested marks. Not once did he say he's put up the big dukes.
What? I would have thought that'd be mandatory.
I didn't see any claret during the game, and that doesn't mean you can't speak of claret.
Yeah,
gotcha. The potential for claret. The dangerous tackle that could end in claret. Little things like that. He didn't. Not once did he mention any type of selling of candy.
Oh, my God, man. They rip up the contract. I mean, maybe he might want to jump over to Fox Footy. Like, at any stage, did he say that now we have a foot race?
No foot races.
No chaos.
Two players were running for the ball, but he said... And now they're chasing after the ball.
No.
He didn't mention anything about the feet or that it was a kind of race. Not once did he mention shake and or bake. The man's got no future. You've got to adapt or fucking die on the vine, mate.
Tell me he said chaos ball just once. Like, his future's over.
No.
Oh, my God.
No chaos balls. He just said it's gone off the side of the boot. You're like, hang on.
It's bouncing a bit in a bit of a weird way.
That's what a chaos ball is. That's a description of a chaos ball. You fucking fool. So I just, I fear for his career, you know. Mm. I think he's a really good caller.
Yeah.
But fuck, man, he's letting himself down.
Hey, Paddy McCartan, we talked about him last week. He ended up getting 5 weeks for his punch on Aaron Black. Is that right?
It was Aaron Black, yeah, from Geelong.
And he came up with a different kind of excuse you don't really hear very often. He said that he had low blood sugar. So he's type 1 diabetic, and he talked about how he essentially tried to punch Blake in the face.
Yeah.
He was suspended for it because he had low blood sugar. So he said he'd taken a gel, I think, at halftime.
And it hadn't kicked in yet.
Hadn't kicked in yet. A bit like your AFL-approved MDMA.
Don't double drop before you've let the first one take effect. That's all I'll say to you, people.
Now, I think that has to be one of the more remarkable tribunal excuses by the fact, I mean, I am not diabetic, and we give our respect to all the diabetic people around the world, but also there have been times I've been, you know, I'm not going to compare blood sugar to being hungry or whatever, but I have played games where, you know, I in life and times, I'm walking down the street and I might be, you know, feel like unnourished might be the word.
Yep.
And yet I don't randomly just punch cunts in the jaw.
Well, if you go back and look over some of that vision, you can see that just before Barry Hall ran onto the ground at ANZ Stadium, someone went to hand him a killer python, and he said, "I don't want it."
No way.
And then he ran out there, and you could see he was agitated. I'm like, I reckon his blood... I remember calling it. I remember saying, I reckon his blood sugar levels are low.
Yep, sure.
And then Brent Staker got into him. He was agitated. Fucking Wooshka. Not Barry Hall's fault.
I mean, do you remember that player in the reserves? What's his name? John Burke.
John Burke,
he pushed over the umpire, okay?
Tripped him over.
Yeah, yeah. And the umpire had a picnic bar in his pocket. And he went to grab it and eat it. And he didn't get it. And therefore, then he went, when he punched the spectator.
Yeah, well, the spectator had a bag of mixed lollies. He was like, hey, you want a freckle, fuckhead? And he's like, oh, come for that freckle. I'm agitated. He goes, are those lolly teeth? Because I'll knock yours out, you fucking idiot. I mean, you go back through the bloodbath. In 45,
yeah.
They talk about how, because of the war, there was a shortage of sugar at the time.
That's why they were so agitated, And also by the fact that, you know, they were, you know, cowards too. But
the worst kind. You don't want an agitated coward.
Fit young men. They're good enough to play a grand final, but they're not bloody good enough to pick up a gun.
But it'd be hard. You couldn't even sledge him from the crowd if you're a bloke because you're like, fuck, I shouldn't be here either.
You're like, you know, go to Europe, mate. You go, oh, shit, I should probably be on a boat right now too.
Yeah, exactly. The only person who could do it is some guy with one arm just fucking yelling at him. And they're going, all right, well, you can sledge me. That's fine.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
But yeah, I mean, the rationing, because it was, you know, we all know, like, you know, very little sugar, oil, you know, food in general. And so, therefore, that's why it was so violent, by the fact that they just need that pick-me-up, you know. They need
not
a,
their fault. They're agitated.
They needed a red skin before they went out to play. Oh, actually,
can we just talk?
I don't think they're called that anymore. I think they've been changed.
No, they have. They definitely have.
Yeah.
Now, before we get going, I just want to talk to you about the Bloody Hawks.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Now, yesterday's game. Now, Hawthorn complained about the time slot. I think they've had it before of the 1:10 start on Mother's Day at the MCG against an interstate team. You had 15,000 people there.
Was it that few? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, have they complained that they?
They just said to the AFL, "You're fucking stitching us up." Like, you know, it's. I think maybe later in the day, like the Carlton Doggies game looked pretty well represented. Actually, don't know the crowd, but it looked pretty full. And I think they want to say is like, let mums have their lunch and the families can come afterwards, you know, if you're going to throw us an interstate team.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I actually initially thought it was going to be in Tassie, actually, by the fact that they usually play an interstate team when they're in Tasmania. But yeah, I got the feeling watching it that we had a bit of the 2004-2005 Hawthorns about it. So we kind of kick into the wrong people. The effort didn't seem to be there a great deal. It's a bit concerning.
Do you need tips, mate? Do you need me to talk you how to get through this period of a rebuild?
Look, I'll probably just get up the YouTube highlights of 2013, 14, 15, and then 08 as well. So I think I'll be okay. But maybe in 20 years' time, if we're still shit, maybe you can be the best person to give me advice about what it's like to follow a club that's been rubbish for 20 years.
I will do this podcast for as long as it takes for that to happen. Even if we're in a fucking nursing home doing this, like, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah,
I'm still fucking hanging in there.
It'd be like Eddie. It would just be petty by the end of it.
Yeah,
it'd just be you just waiting, like, going, hey, mate, you finished last, aren't you? How's it feel? Yeah.
you're fucking no-hipped freak.
Okay, Adam, footballers in real life?
Hit me, man. We haven't had some for a little while. This is good.
From Nicholas, it was a rainy summer afternoon in December. My mate Ollie and I decided to get a feed up in Mooney Pond. So you're right, neck of the woods in Melbourne's northwest.
Yeah, if it's rainy in summer, you've got to go indoors in Mooney Ponds, man.
We got a table near the bar and ordered something cheap to eat since we were only doing moderately well for ourselves.
Moderately is good.
After a few minutes of chatting, we notice a group of fit young men walk in and sit at the table behind us. I had my back to the gentlemen, but Ollie sat facing them, and given their athletic build and below average haircuts, he immediately started thinking they were footballers. However, we didn't recognise any of them, which felt strange given the amount of football we normally watch. Since we were in Mooney Ponds, we immediately started to think that they might be Essendon players, but after unsuccessful comparisons to the headshots on the Bombers' websites, we started looking elsewhere. Actually, because you'd imagine that the Bombers would be out at Tullamarine now, wouldn't they?
Well, I guess they probably would, but if it's in December, I can't imagine Essendon players, they'd still want to live around Essendon and Mooney Ponds and Ascot Vale, because they're going the opposite way when they jump on the freeway out to the airport.
Eventually, we were able to figure out that the blokes sitting behind me were the entire 2020 draft class of the North Melbourne Kangaroos.
Well, there you go.
Apart from the young players, there was also a slightly older man with them, who we imagined was some sort of coach at the club, but we were never able to identify him. When the waiter came up to them and asked for their orders, all the players ordered salads and still water, keen to make a good and healthy first impression on the coach. The coach ordered sparkling water, showing his dominance.
Oh, there you go. That's an alpha move.
Yeah, sure. When you got that extra payday.
Yeah. Oh, you go. I can.
You shove it in people's faces. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like still or sparkling, sir? Please. I'm a coach. Sparkling.
No need to ask. From Tom, about two weeks before the season started, I was listening to a lot of AFL adjacent pods to get the fizz going. for context, the WDWB pod with Adam Schneider. Schneid's remarks about how when you play for a New South Wales team, you can stroll down the street in your team kit and no one bats an eyelid. But if you're in Victoria, if you're incognito at the post office, you get everyone coming up and congratulations and I followed your career, etc., words to that effect. These aren't direct quotes. Listen to the pod for direct quotes. Anyway, a day later... It was that afternoon. I was waiting for a coffee in Elmore Road in Sydney's inner west when from 50 metres away I spotted Schneid's. As he drew closer, I saw his GWS rain jacket. It was him. I averted my eyes. He passed. Then I remembered what he'd said in that pod and had just immediately fallen into that category. So I sheepishly yelled out, Schneider! From about 20 metres away.
He would have loved that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool, seeing the Schneider man walking around. Must have a job at GWS, do you reckon?
You'd hope so. You'd hope he hasn't just picked up a GWS hoodie from somewhere on the journey.
So Schneider man was St Kilda as well, right?
Sydney, then St Kilda, I'm pretty sure, in that order.
Let me think. What, played in 5 grand finals? Two for Saints and then three for Saints?
Yeah, I reckon you're right. 05 and 06 for the Saints and then, three.
Man, you're fucking glad that you get a win out of one of them at least. Like, to play that many without a win would have been a nightmare.
Yes, wouldn't be great.
Nightmare stuff. You know, heartbreak stuff, Adam.
Oh, no, mate. I mean, can't sleep at night.
Talk to Rene Kink. You know, he'll take you for a drive. Now, only 2 weeks ago, it's a lovely Sunday morning. I'm down at the Marrickville Markets.
So, very close to where you're performing in your comedy festival show,
The Factory Theatre, Sydney Comedy Festival, this Thursday and Friday, 13th and 14th. At the Miracle Market, Sydney, St Kilda scarf on, happily waiting for what will be a shellacking from Port that evening. But at this point, blissfully unaware. I'm walking along and I spot Tom Hickey a head or two above the crowd. As we walk by, I decide not to interrupt him, waiting for his young son for coffee. But as we pass, I explained to my partner who he was. She said, well, he has his eyes glued on your scarf the whole time. We were close to him. Come home, Tom. We miss you. Hell, I miss you.
Yeah, so he would have seen a St Kilda thing and a St Kilda scarf and gone, fuck, oh, I used to play for that. I hope that guy recognises me. And you should have gone up and gone, Hickey, you fucking dog in your leftist.
But yeah, I reckon players around, they would clock AFL merch more than the regular person by the fact they kind of go, oh, that person barracks, you know, because it's not that common.
I think particularly like in Sydney and Brisbane, it would happen more so they'd be like, that is an outlier. Like, you know, you don't see a lot of it up there.
Yeah, sure. And also, particularly if it's not a Swans or a Giants.
Yes.
So it's someone who's, you know, either, you know, moved from a different town or, you know, they're properly into it.
Yeah. Or, you know, like when a Gold Coast Suns player sees someone wearing Gold Coast merch and they're like, "What? Who are you?
Yeah,
what,
yeah,
do,
for sure.
Do you brag for the? Do you follow us?
Yeah.
Are you being paid by the AFL? Did you? Were you forced to wear this? Did you get this yourself? Did we give this to you? Have you paid for this scarf?"
But they do that when they run out on the ground to go through the banner.
It's embarrassing. Who's paying you to hold this banner up? Are you guys in a cheer squad, I think they call them?
Another one from Tom. I also saw Buddy Franklin at the Miracle Markets 4 weeks earlier. Safe to say the injured swan seems to take their Sundays to the markets.
Now, is that odd that Buddy would travel across town? Because Buddy's an eastern suburbs boy, isn't he?
I feel like Buddy might be, what do you call it? Let's say eastern suburbs, but let's call it like the top half of the southern bit of Sydney. Does that make sense?
So like Bronte kind of thing?
No, like Double Bay-ish kind of Willara kind of area.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. So that's not particularly close to Marrickville though, is it? So Buddy's making an effort to stroll down to the markets.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's going down just to kind of be with the people. Man of the people, you know.
He's a man of the people.
Yeah, yeah. He, you know, just went down. I mean, he's a busy man now. You know, he's got two kids who are very young.
Yeah.
So he's flat chat.
Hey, perhaps he took the family out for the day. He's like, "All right, let's get out, Jacinta. Let's just stroll. Let's just be Mr. and Mrs. Regular Person as we stroll through looking glamorous on a Sunday morning at the Marrickville Markets." And, oh, who's that posted for? That guy looks like The Rock. Oh, it's Michael Chamberlain in Calm Down. Should we go, Jacinta? Fuck no. He's an idiot.
Oh, God.
Sorry I asked.
Hey, we're going to hit the road. It's Junk Time AFL Pod at Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram. Gulps.
Go Blues.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.